Thank you for calling eviCore Healthcare. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you know your party's five-digit extension, press 1. If you're calling for a new prior authorization, medical necessity review, or notification, or if you are calling to speak to customer service, 2. For our sales department, 3. For a if you're calling on behalf of an Oxford member, press 1. An Aetna member. At the end of your call today, there will be a short survey to provide us feedback regarding the last representative you spoke with. Your participation is greatly appreciated. If you are calling for a new prior authorization, a medical necessity review, or a notification, press 1. For status of an existing request or to speak with a customer service representative, press 2. To check the status of or verify an authorization or notification, press 1. For questions about the eviCore Healthcare website, if you have recently started a case, please be aware it may take up to 2 business days for your request to be processed. To track the status of your request, please use our online portal. For faster service, you can complete the entire clinical certification.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. This is your representative. I'm going to wish you a wonderful Wednesday morning.
Yeah, hello, my name is Tracy. Initial to the, my last is B as in boy, and I'm calling from provider's office. Please continue.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I just wanted to know the case status and also explain the auth.
I can assist you with that authorization on today. May I have the spelling of your first name, please?
Yeah, this is T for Tango, R-A-C-Y, Tracy, and the initial to the my last is B as in boy.
May I have the case or reference number, please?
Yeah, the case number is 124-634-3439.
May I have the member's first and last name, the date of birth?
Yeah, the member's name is, this is Diorio, Dina, and date of birth 05-06-1967.
The ordering position on the screen?
Yeah, this is Nangimali David.
The case has been approved. Do you know that the case doesn't expire until 2023 or 2026?
Can I get the expiry date and also start date?
It expires until 2023 or 2026. The start date is 8/27 or 2025.
Okay. And can I get the authorization number, please?
It's an Apple 252-317-438.
Sorry, but can you repeat again? 825.
As an Apple 252-317-438.
Okay, and can I get your name, please? Can you spell for me?
L-A-T-A-S-H-A. First initial, S is in change. Was there anything else I can assist you
with? Yeah, I have 2 more members, so can we proceed for that, please?
Are they with the same ordering position?
One moment, please. Yeah, this is a different provider.
If it's not with the same ordering position, I won't be able to check the status of those cases of ordering position. I won't be able to check the status.
Yeah. One moment. I want to explain the auth.
For this authorization?
No, I have another member.
If it's not with the same ordering position, I wouldn't be able to extend that authorization.
Okay. Can you transfer my line to another physician?
One moment.
Mm-hmm.